For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, BSU football team. Second straight 60-plus point performance. Another win last week over Minnesota Crookston. We're joined by sophomore guard Hank Bellify, Bemidji native. When you're scoring that many points, playing offensive line's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
On a serious note, you guys have done a fabulous job opening up holes, and the run blocking and pass blocking has been perfect as well. What has made you guys so good?
Ever since we got our new O-line coach, he's been really honest about the little things, the technique, just showing up, doing your job. Don't try to be a superhuman, you know, do your own job. One of 11, and when everybody does their job, it's gonna be a good game. So
the quarterback position, unfortunately, has been a revolving door the last couple of weeks with the injury to Brandon Ault, and then getting some work for Alec over the weekend. What changes for an offense with simply just a different cadence?
You know, a lot of people say it would, a lot of people would say a lot of stuff changes, but you know, it's just, we don't, our jobs don't change. We still open up holes. We still doing the same stuff. Excited to get Nick Neme back this week, from injury. So, I think we'll be firing on all cylinders this week. So
the defense has been lights out too. Back-to-back shutouts is tough to do, in this era of college football. As you've been standing on the sidelines, what have they been doing right?
You know, we got a lot of good players over there. Gabe Ames, Johnny Vogues, Gunner. You know, they're all holding it down over there, and it helps us out a lot. We're not on the field the whole game, so we got some new coaches over there as well, and they've been doing their job, and we're doing ours, and it's been working out pretty good.
Mikey Junker's been an interception machine so far this season. Please tell me you had a good vantage point to watch that 100-yard pick six.
Yeah. The O-line was standing up on the benches cheering as loud as we could. So, yeah, it was a fun time.
What was that sideline like, and how much does that just put a shot of adrenaline in the entire team?
Man, it was electric. It was Mikey's a quick dude, and if he's usually – he lights out. So seeing him go 101 yards to the house was something special.
Everyone's looking forward to the Duluth game. Last year, it snowed. Your offensive game plan got thrown out the door. How much have you guys been looking forward to this one, and how long has it been circled on the calendar?
Man, ever since we played them last year, I know everybody in the locker room said we wanted that game last year, and it just didn't go our way. And this is our year, and we got a lot of good weapons. And I think we're gonna have a good show out on Saturday. So,
in looking at some of their stats, time of possession just jumped off the page at me. It's like 40 minutes to 20, their offense to their defense. Their defense is getting off the field, obviously. How much do you guys have to kind of dictate the tempo and stay on the field as much as you possibly can on Saturday?
You know, we can't control much, but we can't control when we get the ball, what we do with it. So we just got to capitalize on our opportunities and just, you know, go down and score.
In high school, along with football, you were a swimmer. I don't know that there are too many offensive linemen that are swimmers. What is it about the pool that you like so much?
My family did it. My mom was a swimmer. We were all lifeguards, water safety instructors. So it was just kind of ran in the family. Kept me lean throughout high school. So it was a good exercise to, you know, get me in shape for football season.
You guys do a lot of pool work on recovery days and try to get some cardio done without beating up the joints too terribly much. Who is the best swimmer on this team?
I'd have to say probably Johnny Vogues. He swam at Alexandria. So I'd like to say myself, but I can't say it with certainty. So
you got him by a little bit of weight. So safeties need to be a little more slim than you offensive linemen. But best of luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.